bargaining process, and Tanzanian president being sworn in after election marred by violence.
The hottest in news with Monique Matifa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Nembe has accused the ruling UPND of attempting to emulate Tanzania's political environment, where elections are held with the main opposition parties already weakened. Dr. Nembe claims that the ruling party is deliberately working to undermine the Socialist Party structures as part of a broader strategy to weaken political competition ahead of future elections. He has clarified that the dismissal of the party's mobilization secretary, Kelvin Kaunda, was not due to internal leadership dispute, but because Mr. Kaunda is allegedly in collaboration with UPND officials to destabilize the Socialist Party.
I don't think it's correct to say you have brought to Africa and you challenge said member. Everybody is free to challenge any in any position. That is done at Congress. So Mr. Kaunda is not allowed to stand to challenge said member for leadership. There is quite a lot of questions. What we may see here is a replay of the man of the Santa, the Chavinga, SPMA has recently Chavinga. This is not the way political parties should be run. This is not the way the political system of our country should be run. Let each organization operate freely.
Meanwhile, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mokwa has refuted the allegation, stating that the Socialist Party is still in its infancy and finding its footing on the political scene, and that there is nothing the ruling UPND can do to destabilize it.
You should have a character that should attract people to within and not to repel people. Many people who have wanted to work with Mr. Kaunda Kabila is separated. A number of people who have gone into that separate party, some are Guardian, Adena Manza, they are all leaving. So the question is, who is that for? So, leading a country is not one man's job. It's not one man's business. It is a collective. And you must understand when you want to lead a country like this, it's not about what you think and what you want. It is about what is acceptable, ordinarily, on the capability of power.
And Citizens First President Harry Kalaba has questioned President Hichilema's decision to accept the invitation to attend the inauguration of Tanzania's president, Samia Suluhu Hassan, following an election widely condemned as fraudulent, violent, and characterized by the mass arrest of opposition leaders. The Movement for Restoration of Teachers Authority, Zambia, Moreta, has urged the teaching fraternity to limit the number of unions directly participating in the upcoming 2025 to 2026 collective bargaining process to three major unions. Moreto Zambia Executive Director Dr. Samuel Lumba has noted that the country currently has over 16 registered teacher unions, a situation he described as disorganized and one that weakens the teachers' collective voice while hindering progress in critical negotiations. Dr. Mumba said the bargaining process, scheduled to begin on November 4, 2025, and run for 10 days, should be characterized by sober, mature, and calm deliberations, as every teacher is eagerly awaiting a better package for 2026. He has emphasized that this approach is the only way to achieve the much-needed, well-structured conditions of service for the teaching workforce.
These others who are excited, who want to go and also meet the government, they can just go and meet the government just as a backup, where they can sit in the audience and allow the most representative to represent the workers' issues. Otherwise, we are hopeful that with the government that we know, we'll be able to have a proper package for 2026. And the teachers will be very happy to receive this because it has been long overdue where certain issues have not been attended to.
Government has expressed concern over the inhumane and degrading treatment of workers at Rion Manufacturing Company Limited, whose operations were suspended by the Lusaka City Council on October 29, 2025, following serious public health violations. In a statement, Ministry of Labour and Social Security Principal Public Relations Officer, Mwaka Ndawa, has condemned the company's reported unlawful confinement of employees within its premises and the alleged practice of forcing them to use buckets as toilets. Ms. Ndawa has described such actions as unacceptable, degrading, and contrary to both labor and human rights standards. She has since urged the management of Xeon Manufacturing Company Limited not to make any wage deductions during the suspension period, noting that the halt in operations resulted from the company's own failure to comply with health and safety regulations. The Crushers and Edible Oil Refiners Association of Zambia says the refinery sector is unlikely to increase exports to the Democratic Republic of Congo beyond the current 2,000 metric tons of refined oil. Association Executive Director Dr. Aubrey Chibomba says this is due to limited production capacity in the country. Dr. Chibomba explains that the ongoing load shedding has significantly reduced production levels, forcing the sector to prioritize the local market over export. He adds that the current business environment has stifled the growth of the refinery sector, which depends heavily on a stable economic climate.
When people come in to your country, they bring in foreign. That's the main reason why they house tourism the way they do. Local tourism, it is not to take out, not just in conferences. It is Zambia winning a lot of conferences. We'll be
the Hutchison Business News is brought to you by the Bank. More than that.
In business news, economist Mwemba Mutwale has commended the Ministry of Tourism for securing a number of international conferences for Zambia, a move he says has continued to bring significant foreign exchange into the country. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Mutwale has noted that the increased hosting of international conferences has contributed positively to the growth of the nation's gross domestic product. He said Zambia has continued to expand its business tourism through various attractive packages that draw international visitors to the country. Mr. Mutwale expressed optimism that Zambia is on track to meet its 2025 target of 2.4 million international tourist arrivals.
When people come into your country, they bring in foreign. That's the main reason why they house tourism the way they do. Local tourism, it is starting to pick up. Not just in conference, it is Zambia winning a lot of conferences. All these international conferences that are taking place that are leading people coming into Zambia. In terms of the growth of the tourism sector, obviously supported